أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. We continue with this ayah number 27 of Surah An-Nur. Thus far we discussed that to seek permission is part of the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and even if it is our own homes, then also there should be some sign, some signal that we make to the household people that we are entering. Now here the ayah has two words, Hatta tasta'nisu, and the next word, وَتُسَلِّمُ. This word, تَسْتَأْنِسُ, according to the Mufassirin, they say that it is in the meaning of تَسْتَأْذِنُ, and that is to seek permission. But when we look at this word, تَسْتَأْنِسُ, it actually means to create an acquaintance with somebody. And the word, وَتُسَلِّمُ, means to make salam. Now the ayat has it in this order, that first we will seek permission and then we will make salam. But this is not the case when we look at the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we will understand that the ayat is telling us to combine both. One sahabi once came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when he came to the door, he said, Aliju. Aliju actually refers to squeezing in. In other words, should I squeeze in, should I come in? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to someone from inside that this person should have first said, Assalamu alaykum a'adkhul. So he should have first said, Salam, and then, should I enter? Do I have permission to enter? So from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it becomes apparent that first the salam and then to seek permission to enter, to the extent that we find in the Mubarak hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, La tasta'dhinu liman lam yabda bis salam. Do not give permission to a person who does not begin the process with salam. So first the salam, and then we will after that ask for permission to come in. Next, we find the practice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once came to the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he said, Assalamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Assalamu alaykum ayadukhulu Umar. First he made salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then possibly the second salam was to anybody else that heard the salam besides Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he asked, Ayadukhulu Umar? Should Umar enter or can Umar enter? So there's two things here. The salam came first, and then the next is the identification. Who am I? To the extent that we find Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to the door of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Assalamu alaykum, hadha Abu Musa, Assalamu alaykum al-Ash'ari. So there he showed his name and he showed his clan to perfectly identify. A very interesting incident that has been recorded in the kitabs of hadith was a person by the name of Ali ibn Asif. He came to the door of Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Who are you? So this person said, Ana, it's me. But who are you? That he's not saying. So Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out of the house from inside. He came out of the house and he said to this brother Ali ibn Asif rahmatullah alayhi, he said that an incident occurred with Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. that Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Jabir ibn Abdullah was asked, who are you, man? He said, ana. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ana, ana. In other words, who are you? I need to know your name. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed that this is not sufficient, this is not proper. So now the whole crux of it is that we will not enter the house of Rasulullah, not even to peep into the house of someone, especially people that live in